The meeting took place not at the estate, but at a neutral diner on the edge of town. Robert felt out of place in his pressed khakis, watching Tyler walk in wearing a clean but faded work shirt. The young man didn't flinch under Robert's gaze. He simply nodded and took the seat next to Barbara.
Mr. Towers.
Mrs. Towers, Tyler said, his voice steady. I appreciate you coming down here.
Minnie reached out, her smile genuine.
We wanted to meet the man who makes our daughter feel so seen, Tyler. Robert remained quiet, observing the way Barbara leaned toward the mechanic, a subtle shift in her posture that spoke of a safety he hadn't provided.
I'll be direct, Tyler continued, looking Robert in the eye. I don't want your money, and I don't want a shortcut. I just want to know if you can see her without the pedestal you put her on.
Robert felt a sting of defensive pride, but the new family rule held him back.
I'm learning, Robert admitted, the admission sounding strange even to him.
It turns out building a legacy is easier than building a relationship. Across the table, Barbara let out a breath she seemed to have been holding for years. The conversation stayed simple, talk of cars, engines, and the reality of a hard day's work. For the first time, the tower's wealth wasn't the centerpiece, it was just background noise. As they left, Tyler shook Robert's hand. It was a firm, honest grip.
He's a good man, Robert, Minnie whispered as they watched the young couple walk to Tyler's truck.